This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
It may be the nighttime,
but the sports talk doesn't stop.
Sports talk radio that's live, local,
and not for the faint of heart.
Oh, you didn't know?
Sometimes angry.
Loud noises!
Telling it like it is.
You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
And pretty much always right.
Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
Text or call 404-741-0929 and be part of the show.
Well, we're waiting.
Live from the Kia Studios, it's time for the John Chuckery Show. Serving you up sports on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And welcome into Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yes, it is time for the John Chuckery Show. Hanging out with you here on this Tuesday evening, live in the Kia Studios. Going to be with you for the full three. We ask you to download the Odyssey app. We know you're not in the car as much, but you want to listen in. Put the Odyssey app on one of your devices today. You can use your smartphone. You can put it on your tablet. You can put it on your Alexa speakers. You can use your turntable or your Nextel or your Polaroid. Whatever your device is, just download it on something to be able to catch us when you're on the go. Social media is at 929thegame on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. So it's the best way to be a part of the show. Follow us on our personal Twitter pages. I am at JMCH316, and that is your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that is out there. Producing the show, as always, Oren is in the house behind the glass at Oren Romaine. Did you miss me,
Oren? No, never. So jeez, this last, like, 2 months has been amazing. Like, I've seen you, like, one day a week. Like, don't see you at all, John. It's been awesome. I kid.
No. Listen, I mean, the truth always comes out, right? I mean, so that we always get the truth around here. Listen, we always speak the truth. So
I
miss you, Oren, because I when I'm in here, I feel like there's a responsibility on my shoulders.
No, there. No, don't finish that sentence. Don't finish that thought.
To torment you.
No, you don't have to.
To just.
No.
To like put
much.
That rusty butter knife dipped in lemon juice into your open wound.
No,
and
you don't
just
have to do that.
Twist and turn a little bit.
You could just put the knife down and just let me go about my business, right?
No,
right? No?
I can't.
That can't happen?
And listen, here's the thing. You know, I love you to death, and that's why I do it. That's why I do it. It keeps you honest. It keeps you on your toes.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Look, I'm paying my dues, John Chuckery.
It would either be me or Tribble, right? I mean, so you get your pick.
It's a different breed with you two. Like, there's just different levels of I don't want to call it mental anguish because that makes it seem like it's really bad. But no, it
borders
psychological
on that,
warfare. Yeah. Let's call it that.
Yeah, I mean it borders on all.
You both though. Keep me on my toes.
Well, listen,
and I'm a tall dude.
Yes, absolutely. And you're even taller when you stand on your toes. So, all right, a lot to get into with you here this evening. Let's actually start with the Hawks. again, another ugly game. Look, here's the reality. Should Trae Young have been thrown out in that game? Absolutely not. It feels like unless you do something egregious and you're at that level of stardom, then there's no reason to be thrown out of a game like that. But that being said, Hawks give up another 129 points. They're now 9-13 on the season, sitting in 10th in the Eastern Conference, more than 25% of the way through the season, just a little bit over 25% of the way through the season. They can score with anybody, right? They score, 122.2 points per night. That's the third best number in the league. And we talked a little bit about this last week. Problem is now they give up 122.8 points per game. So you score 122.2, you give up 122.8. That's not good math. One of only three teams that allows at least 50% from the field overall. I thought if we just change the coach, I mean, that was what I was told. We just change the coach and everything will be fine. This is a flawed roster, folks. I'll say it. They're a flawed roster. And now you're starting to hear, and we're going to talk to Lauren Williams coming up. She's the Hawks beat writer for the AJC a little bit later on in the show. We'll talk to our buddy Kurt Heelan. He covers the entire NBA. We'll talk to him coming up here at 7:40. They're a flawed roster. And here again, we're hearing Pascal Siakam and all this kind of stuff. What makes anybody think that they're going to cut off that kind of dough to bring in Pascal Siakam? When your number one most important goal is staying below the luxury tax more than anything else, your two biggest moves have been with Kevin Huerter and John Collins to stay below the luxury tax when you've moved on from players, then guess what? Your roster is going to be flawed. I don't want to hear about coaching. I don't want to hear about this. I don't want to hear about all this other nonsense. This is one of the more disappointing teams, certainly in the Eastern Conference, if not in the NBA. You're sitting in the play-in area. Well, you know, it's still early. Okay? So things are just going to magically turn around. Because all I heard was, well, listen, we get Quinn Snyder in. He's one of the best coaches. He's going to have the end of the year. They're not worried about winning. That's all I heard at the end of the year. And I had this argument at the draft party. Oh, yeah, no, they're not worried about winning. They're worried about evaluating the roster. They evaluated the roster. They didn't make a single freaking change. They didn't do jack squat other than move on from John Collins so that they could get out of the luxury tax because they were going to be in the luxury tax. They didn't do jack squat to change up the dynamic of this roster. So they brought the coach in and all this kind of stuff, and we're right back to the same problems and the same results. Doesn't matter how good Trae and DeJounte are offensively. You can't score 122.2 and give up 122.8. That's not good math. And here the Hawks sit, 9-13. They've got a couple of games coming up here in Toronto, that whole fakakta. We don't want to do extra road trips, so we'll play two games in three nights against the same opponent and blah, 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 whatever. NBA's got more. The NBA has more gimmicks than the WWF in 1995. The NBA's trotting out Duke the Dumpster Drose, the Goon, Fake Razor, T.L. Hopper. They have a gimmick for everything in the league. In-season tournaments, not playing multiple road trips. They got a gimmick for everything. It's 1995 WWF in the NBA. So the Hawks stink it up again. Another 129 points given up. We'll see what happens in Toronto. But I think it's a flawed roster. I don't think it's a roster that looks like it's built to win. And I don't know what the answer is, But I know this ain't the answer. I know it's more than just saying, well, we replaced a coach and we're all good. You brought your coach in early. You had all spring. You had the summer. You had training camp, blah, 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 blah. And we're still 9-13. And guess what? Everything's a results business. Here's the thing I do. I go to ESPN.com and I click over to the, I hover over the NBA and I look at the standings, okay, by conference. And I look and see, let's see, Boston is 16-5. Orlando is 16-7. Milwaukee's 16-7. Oh, down here at the number 10 spot, 9-13 for the Atlanta Hawks. 3-7, by the way, at home. Losers of four in a row. It's frustrating. It's frustrating. And there's not an easy answer. And by the way, I know Jalen Johnson's an improvement. If Jalen Johnson is the reason that we're 9-13, again, this is a flawed roster. With a super max player, another max player on the roster, if Jalen Johnson is the reason that we're in the shape that we're in, this is a flawed roster. So we'll see what the Hawks can do here. They got a game on, you know, Wednesday and Friday in Toronto. We'll see if they can figure out a way to sweep that. Toronto's, you know, not exactly, you know, lighting up the world. They're even worse than the Hawks at 9-14. And again, more rumors about Pascal Siakam. What a game that is. Both teams have got four-game losing streaks. 9-13 versus 9-14. Not exactly the salad days of the NFL. All right, we'll get more into the Falcons because that was a dreadful loss. And guess what? Everybody's got a hand in this thing. Everybody's got a hand in this thing. Your quarterback isn't any good. Your offense isn't any good. You couldn't run the football, and your defense couldn't make stops when it really mattered most. Great that they made some stops in the beginning of the third quarter and got some three and outs. When Tampa Bay had the ball to go down and win the game, they couldn't stop them. And Baker Mayfield didn't get an ounce of pressure and tosses it right in the end zone over Richie Grant. How's that draft class working out, by the way, with Kyle Pitts and Richie Grant? Anyway, we'll get into all of that kind of stuff because, again, do they look like a team that should win the division? And maybe they will. You know, I know Wes Irwin was talking about, hey, if you run the table, you're in the playoffs. Absolutely. And if my Aunt Bessie had gonads, she'd be Uncle Bill. What makes anybody think that they're about to go on a four-game winning streak? The coach has never won three in a row. What makes anybody think they're about to go on a four-game winning streak? So we'll talk more about that when we get back. Did you see how the Dodgers have done such a magnificent job of manipulating that contract for Shohei Ohtani? Did you see the number he's going to make this year?
$2 million?
$2 million.
$2 million.
Now, eventually, it'll get to $68 million.
Yeah, in 2034.
Right. He'll make for about 5 or 6 years on that contract, like $68 million.
Yeah, so it's 34 to 43. He'll get paid $68 million a year for those, basically those 10 years.
And guess what? It's all legal and legit. It's all the loopholes that are in the collective bargaining agreement.
Remember when we were all about like Anthopoulos, and this is not a diss on Anthopoulos in the slightest, but everybody was like, man, this is genius. Anthopoulos is signing all these brave, young, talented players to these 10-year deals, and we've locked them up for a very long time. And then the Dodgers go and completely change the game. Like, oh, well, we'll just get this really talented player, and he'll defer 97% of his money.
And all within the rules.
And it's all legal.
Yeah, it's all within the rules.
That next CBA discussion, well, this was going to happen. If the Dodgers say they win, because I think the CBA is up in like 2026, I want to say. If by chance the Dodgers win the next three or four World Series championships, there's going to be some discussions from those small market teams, those Oaklands and those Kansas Cities and those Milwaukees, those small market teams, about how, hey, this is not fair in the slightest
to
us.
Well, again, I'm not necessarily in favor of a cap, but if you're going to have a cap in baseball, you better have a floor as well. At least the NFL has a floor and a cap. And by the way, will Dylan Raiola stay or go? I don't understand this whole – I know he can take the trip, and it's all legal and legit. Why is he going to Nebraska? Why would he go – why on earth would he even go other than a free trip to Lincoln, Nebraska, and look at that program and say, let's see, them or Georgia?
The thing that's making – I understand kind of the pause and the worry now is that he's supposed to be at Georgia on Saturday,
yes,
enrolled and practicing.
He
said he's going to be in Lincoln touring a stadium.
He moved to Buford so they could be closer here. All right, I'm fired up, and we'll get into some Falcons talk when we get back. Chuck Green, Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 910 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at a Chuck Reese Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios Tuesday night with you. We'll talk to our buddy Kurt Heelan coming up in about 20 minutes from right now as we come into the break with the Skritti Politti.
What a great song.
Yeah.
Apparently the guy, the lead singer of this band, had such horrible stage fright.
Really?
That they never ever toured while this song was huge.
Well, was there another Skritti Politti song?
Just saying. They felt bad, I think, years later because
They missed their opportunity.
They missed opportunity because of his just horrible stage fright. Yeah. Just did not want to be in public performing.
What was their follow-up?
Perfecter way?
More perfected way.
Yeah. A really good path.
Lordy. All right, 404-726-0929. That's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. We're going to open up the phone lines at 9 o'clock because we're going to have a discussion about quarterback. Okay. You know, I was listening to Mike and Carl coming in on the drive, and they were at 420, and they were talking about Kyle Pitts and all this kind of stuff. And I snickered when I heard the conversation about, you know, well, you know, is he the impact? I said this months ago on my podcast. I've said it here on air. You know, there are way more things wrong with the Falcons than are right. And I will say, and I said this on, I did TV on Sunday night, 11 Live, and I said this on TV. My number one frustration is the fact that this team has not taken advantage of how dreadful their schedule is, how many bad quarterbacks that they have faced, and how awful this division is. It's the worst winning percentage division, listen to me, in the history of the NFL. As a division, they have the lowest winning percentage as of right now in the history of the league. I don't know when division started, but no matter when it started, it's the worst of all time. And they don't even have the tiebreaker right now. 20 teams are tied for the NFC South, right? The Bucs, the Saints, the Falcons, Georgia State, Tech, Ole Miss, the Toronto Argonauts. Like, everybody's tied for the division lead right now. But it's the fact that they have not taken advantage of how dreadful their schedule is. And they're competent at quarterback. But again, your quarterback is one of those guys that when he makes a play, when he makes a bad play, it gets magnified. And there are all these little things that they don't do well. Let me give you an example of a play that when you don't execute, things get changed around, okay? Everybody can point out the obvious, a fumble or an interception or something like that, okay? Go back to the first defensive drive of the game when Arnold Ebiketie has Baker Mayfield on third down, dead to rights, doesn't wrap him up and bring him to the ground, and he scrambles, and he gets a little bit closer, and they kick a field goal. If you sack him there, they're out of field goal range and punting the football. It's those kinds of little plays that you take for granted or get lost in the shuffle of some of the other things. But when you don't make a play like that, and allow a team to kick a field goal and make it, instead of they would have been knocked out of field goal range and had to punt the football away, those are those five or six plays in a game that make all the difference in the world. The fact that you couldn't get any pressure on Baker Mayfield on that final play, none, zero. He just sat back in the pocket, dropped back, and threw a dime to Ocho or Ono or what's the tight end's name for the guy that caught the touchdown pass?
Cade Otten?
Yeah, Otter from Animal House.
Otten.
Yeah, so I said
there's
Otter.
An N at the end,
yeah,
not an R.
It's Otter.
He's not a water creature.
He's the guy from Animal House. That was Otter.
He wasn't a fraternity.
He was a pledge. Otter was a pledge, was he not?
No.
Huh?
He's a football player, John.
Right. Who went to Delta Chi Delta or whatever.
He didn't go to Faber.
He didn't go to Faber?
Didn't go to Faber.
You sure?
I'm positive.
But when you don't get pressure and you allow, and again, every NFL quarterback's going to pick you apart. All those little things this team doesn't do. It's more than just coaching. It's more than just quarterback. And I was laughing because Kyle Pitts had a wide open touchdown on a blown coverage play. That's the only way he gets in the end zone. We don't have enough guys, and I'll go back to the scouting report at the beginning of the year from a former NFL GM. Do the Falcons have enough players at positions of importance that influence the football game? Well, they were dealing with injuries and all that. Okay, let's go back to the Green Bay game. They were missing their starting running back, their starting wide receiver, and the best tackle in football, not named Trent Williams. Is that a problem? When you're starting running, when you're RB1, WR1, and the best left tackle, not named Trent Williams in the league, doesn't play. You think that doesn't have an impact on a game? So I don't want to hear about injuries. Every team has fought injuries, some more than others. Falcons, by and large, have been pretty healthy. But they don't take advantage of how bad the teams that they play are and the schedule that they have played and the quarterbacks that they have played. The Jets had Susan Boyle and Trevor Sikkema playing quarterback last week.
I don't know who any of those people are.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not those aren't quarterbacks.
You might as well have had Susan Boyle play back.
Yeah, you probably could have.
Yeah. Because guess what? Susan Boyle is as much of a Jets quarterback right now as Tim Boyle. They're both the same status of Jets quarterbacks right now. Did you see who the Vikings are going with at quarterback?
Oh, Nicky Mullins.
Yeah.
Nicky Mull.
Like they're going with a radio host, an Italian radio host that is on the other sports talk station. Right?
No. Huh? That's somebody else, but not the person you're thinking of.
No. I've had Vincent here. So Vincent.
Yeah, the same family, no. Yeah. Not now. This is Nick Mullins is from below the Mason-Dixon.
Again, it's mind-boggling. And look, they're not going to get rid of coach, GM. Like, there's not going to be any changes as far as your staff. I mean, there might be. I'm not even sure that Arthur's going to give up play calling or bring a quarterback coach in. I'm not even sure about all that. We'll have to see. But they're not blowing out Fontenot or Arthur Smith or anything like that. They're not going to do that. And we'll see if they win the division, are they going to just arbitrarily replace Desmond Ridder at quarterback? We'll get in that discussion at 9 o'clock. But there are way more questions than answers for this franchise. And it's all the same stuff. Can we impact the defensive line of scrimmage? Can we impact the offensive line of scrimmage? Can we have great quarterback or consistent quarterback play? Can we not shoot ourselves? By the way, Oren, do you know who Luke Easterling or John Ledyard are?
They're football writers,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah. Where do they live, by the way?
Florida?
Tampa. They're both in the Tampa area. So besides writing for the NFL, they do, and they kind of cover the Buccaneers.
Kind of
right?
Cover?
Yeah, well, I mean, John Ledyard's more of a draft guy and a national kind of writer, but he lives in Tampa, and he watches and covers Tampa Bay. And I think he does something for, like, pewterandgold.com or something like that.
Okay.
Okay? All right. So what is their offensive coordinator's name? Cannabis or something like that? Canalis?
No. I don't think it's cannabis.
Canopies, cannabis, can of worms.
Canalis.
Sure. Cannabis.
Dave, Canalis. There's no B in his name.
All right, so Can anus, what is it? Can anus? Whatever his name is.
You are the worst.
What?
You're so horrible.
Well, it's something like that.
No, it's nothing like that. But continue your point, please. Stop.
Go read what
variations of his name.
I follow those guys on Twitter and some other people. Go read what all of those guys say. Their offensive coordinator stinks. Their head coach stinks. Everybody stinks. Baker's not very good. You know what they argued about? Mike Evans only got one target in the first half that game. And they're like, why is Mike Evans? Like, how can you get a pass interference penalty if you never throw to the guy? And they're asking a question. Why would Mike Evans only have one target against that secondary? So it's everybody. It's not unique to the Falcons. They were talking about the only reason that the Buccaneers found a way to win that game is because the Falcons were shooting themselves in the foot over and over again. They were questioning the play calling from, what was his name? What's his name? Cananus or whatever? Cananus?
Canalis.
Okay, cannabis.
Still not there.
About how bad his play calling is and how bad of a coach Todd Bowles is because they can't figure out. It's everybody in the league. It's not unique to Atlanta. Quarterback play is dreadful. There are about three teams that are fun to watch offensively. The rest of the league is dreck. Dreck. Scoring is down. How many? So the average NFL team scores X amount of points, okay? The Falcons score 19.3 points per game, Warren, okay? All right? What do you think the average NFL team scores?
26.3.
21.7.
I was way off again.
Yeah.
We're slightly below average. Okay.
Right. I mean, they're only 2.4. They're less than a field goal from being at league average in the NFL. Well, we got all this personnel and all that kind of stuff. Do you have impactful personnel? You have the right personnel. Speaking of Otter, it's frustrating. It's really frustrating. All right, Kurt Heelan, we'll talk some Hawks and some NBA with him when we get back. Chuck Green and Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is John Chuckery Show coming to you live on this Tuesday evening after a disappointing Hawks loss last night. Some sketchy officiating in that game. Trey Young obviously ejected last night in there. So we go out to the waitfor.com hotline. Let's talk all things NBA, including the Hawks, with our buddy. Good to have him back in the fold here. Kurt Heelan, he is the lead NBA writer, managing editor at NBCSports.com. You can check out all of his great work on Twitter at Basketball Talk. And Kurt, as always, buddy, thanks for jumping on with me here. Good to talk with you again as we embark on a new NBA season.
Yeah, thanks for having me back on. It's fun to talk to you, and you know, I'm in a better mood than probably Trae Young was at the end of the game last night. So.
Yeah, you know, I guess officials, you know, they're prone to having bad nights and stuff like that, but you know, it's just the idea of the superstar on the court that it feels like when you have a guy at that level, that it should be something egregious. And maybe that's just hyperbole, you know, on my part, but it feels like when you have a guy at that level of stardom, that unless it's something egregious, you have to kind of not find a way to toss him out of a game like that.
I would agree, and I would say this. It's not just been Trey this year. We've seen, you know, bad text to Giannis and some other people where it's just like, in this case last night, it's like, he complained, he turned away, he clapped his hands. You've got to, I don't know, the referees, the respect for the game thing has gotten really, they've been really sensitive about it. I'm not sure what the appropriate word is there, but they've been really touchy on this stuff. It seems like the technicals have come really quick in recent weeks for big stars, and it's kind of crazy. Because it's just, not consistently enforced. First off, I don't think Trey did anything to get ejected, but it's like, watch Draymond for a game. You know, watch Luka for a game. And then Trey gets out tossed for that. It's just, you know, again, like you said, they're human beings. Lord knows I wouldn't want to be an NBA referee. Like, it's a pretty thankless job. But part of that job, man, is not taking that stuff personally. It's just, there's times guys should be ejected, but that was not even close to one.
Well, Kurt, if we look at the bigger picture for the Hawks, I mean, they are the third best scoring team in the NBA. But they also give up the third most points. And literally their point differential per night is, I think it's about 0.3 or something like that. It's 122 a night that they score, 122, you know, a game that they give up. You know, I know Jalen Johnson is out. That's been a big blow defensively for them. But why does this team continue to be so bad defensively when you can't use the coaching excuse anymore? They had spring and summer and training camp and everything else to acclimate with Quinn Snyder.
No, and the problem is that the defense has probably been a little worse over the last couple of weeks. And then when the offense slumps a little, you don't have that foundation to fall back on, right? Like, you need the offense to be elite just to get the wins. I think it somewhat comes down to personnel, and I think that this is something that they've got to look at going forward. Obviously, Judson being out is part of it, but yeah, Quinn Snyder had a really great defense in Utah. He also had Rudy Gobert at his peak, you know. Well, he's playing pretty well this year, but like Rudy Gobert at his peak in the paint, there's something to be said for, like, you either got to have really good perimeter defenders or you've got to have some protection back there or some combination of it. And I'm not sure, especially considering Trey's been better on defense, but he's never going to be elite. Like, you need somebody back there, and that rim protection is not there. And maybe not having John Collins, with the pluses and minuses of that, is you know, he was athletic. He got in the way of things. I still think that they're needing to find that kind of rim protection, because that's the type of defense, you know, Quinn Snyder built in Utah. It worked really well because they had this elite defender on the back end.
Well, Kurt, I know specifically I talk with you about this, and I've talked about this with every Hawks local reporter. The fact that they were going to run this thing back. Like, they were not going to make – I mean, again – I will say, they traded John Collins to get under the luxury tax all that. I mean, that's why they did that move. But they had opportunities, whether it was move Capella or this or that, and they decided to run this thing back. How much – and I agree with you that this personnel is not built to be a good defensive unit. How much does that go on the front office, or whether it's – Landry Fields or Tony Ressler or whoever, but they decided to run back this group of guys. And the results have stunk. I mean, I'll say it. I mean, they're a quarter of the way through the season, and they're one of the more disappointing teams in the Eastern Conference, if not in the NBA right now.
Yeah, I thought that they would be a top six team and certainly top eight, and it's not been that way so far. I think that you need to make this work at the NBA level. Frankly, talking about the Falcons, we could be talking about the Braves, whatever. You have to have a manager and front office that are on the same page, right? This is the type of system we're going to run. This is what we're going to do. Let's get players that fit this system. And I just don't feel that at all with Utah. I mean, with Atlanta right now. There's just kind of a disconnect between what they would kind of like to do and what it would look like and what's actually coming out, what it looks like on the field. And by the way, on the court, I should say, and I don't really blame them for getting rid of John Collins. Like, I like John Collins. He's not worth going into the tax for, right? Like, you're not in a position to be paying the tax. Like, I don't think that was a bad trade, but they've got to find a way to strengthen the back line and then from there, you can try to make the Murray and Young thing work. But if you're not getting some stops, it's rough.
Kurt Heelan joining me here on the WaitFor.com hotline, lead NBA writer for NBCSports.com. So Pascal Siakam's name is back in the news, and there's links again to the rumors of, you know, a trade or a possible trade, and the Hawks are involved in all this kind of stuff. You know, again, I know he's a really good player, but, you know, again, you're going to look at going into luxury tax and everything else if you make that kind of move. I mean, is Siakam enough that the way that this team is right now and they're kind of stuck in the mud, do you try to make a deal for a Siakam and infuse some energy, infuse some offensive and defensive presence? I mean, is that a move that makes sense here at this point of the season?
It could, because he is the kind of long athletic wing this team has lacked for a while. And you know, Johnson's been sort of filling that role when healthy. But, like, the problem here is it becomes financial, and that's the challenge here. Pascal Siakam, I think a lot of Americans, because he's playing in Canada and they don't show the Canadian games here much because they don't count towards the all those televisions that are on in Canada don't count towards the American broadcast numbers. He's really good. I mean, he's a top. I believe he was All NBA last year, one of the last two seasons. He's a top. He's one of those guys who probably lives in the 12 to 17, 18 best players in the league range. Like, he is very good on both ends. He is long. He's athletic. They don't seem to be taking great advantage of him, and he seems frustrated, as does Ananobi in Toronto. I think Quinn Snyder could put him to great use, but you are going to have to make a huge financial commitment if you trade for him and he's a free agent next year. And you better have a very clear idea of what you want to bring. He, like I said, he is a two-way player, but you're now committing yourself to a lot of money and whatever direction you're going to choose. And it's got to be part of a package of moves that take this team where they want to go.
Kurt, let's bounce around the league a little bit. It's hard to believe that in a 22-game season, the Spurs have found a way to lose 17 in a row.
Yes.
But, you know, that aside, how would you analyze what Wemby has done so far in this first quarter of the season?
I think he's been good. I mean, he had 21 and 20 the other night. He's averaging, I want to say, 19 and 12 off the top of my head, mm-hmm. Something like that. Blocking shots. He's really it's such a contrast with how they're using Chet Holmgren in Oklahoma City, where they're like, hey, Chet, here's the role you have to fill. We're giving you a box. We've already got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. We already got Jalen Williams. We've already got a structure. We just need a pick-and-pop guy who can set picks and pop out, roll occasionally, defend on the, you know, block some shots and be a defensive presence in the paint. And Chet's like, oh, okay. I spent a year in the NBA. I know what I'm looking for. I'm going, you know, to do exactly that. And Wemby's like, hey, man, this time down we're going to post you up. And then the next time I want you to bring the ball up. And then we're going to have you face up. But he's just, they're telling him to go figure out what he does and can't do and explore the studio space a little bit. And he's done well with that, but it's not a good team on a good day. There's not a lot of talent there. And letting him explore like that, especially with the Jeremy Sohan experiment at the point, has been hard to watch, man. It's just not a good team. Now, he's going to be great, but I think, even in the last few weeks, you've started to see them get a little more serious about balancing this out. He's not playing next to Zach Collins anymore, right? Like, they're like, hey, maybe the two bigs thing isn't working. Maybe he's not a four. Maybe we play Wemby at the five and separate them a little. And they're starting to do some stuff like that, that they've looked a little better, but they were already going to lose a lot of games. I'm kind of rambling now, but he's been good. Like, he has been everything they could ask. It's just, I'm not sure what they've asked of him other than, hey, figure out who you are in this league.
So the buzzword we've heard for the last several days is tweak, and that's in relation to the in-season tournament. That's become the new buzzword. You know, I thought as the tournament went along, some of the games got better, but what do you think the perception of the play-in game was with fans and with the league itself? I mean, again, we just said tweak, and I don't know how you necessarily tweak it, but what do you think the perception was of the in-season tournament?
generally pretty good, and I'm curious to – I mean, I'd be curious to know what you think. Like, let's say that – I will say this. Among – look, I'm a basketball junkie before I got this job. Inside the NBA, inside the people who watch a lot, you know, the NBA hardcore fans, it was a hit.
Right.
But that's not the people you need to win over, right? Like, you're trying to get some eyeballs away from, you know, Army, Navy on a Saturday or whatever, right? Like, you're trying to bring in a little attention during the middle of the NFL season and the peak of college football. And I think it did a little of that. The numbers were better. The numbers for that game on Saturday, the championship game between the Pacers and Lakers, were first round playoff level. I think they did well with it. But, you know, A, there'll be tweaks, and B, I think the question is, like, hey, it looked really good, the numbers and the eyes you were able to draw when you had LeBron James and the insane brand power of the Lakers
right.
driving that, right? What happens if that was Indiana and Minnesota, you know? Like,
right.
And Minnesota's been playing great, but I'm not sure that LeBron James was a huge assist in making it work this year, but I'm not, you know, they've got work to do to make sure it works in future years.
Last question for you, Kurt. There was a great article in NOLA.com here recently, and I'm going to talk about this a little bit later on in a segment that I do called What's Bugging Chuckery, because they really kind of put some things out there about Zion Williamson and just his conditioning and some of these different things. And I know we had the big bounce back game last night, but, you know, I know a lot of fans here in Atlanta have said, well, let's get Zion and all that. But I've seen guys eat themselves out of the league. I mean, look, I'm a Cleveland Cavaliers fan. I saw Keith Lee and Mel Turpin eat themselves out of the NBA. I've seen guys do that up close. I just really have some concern. Is he a dynamic player? Absolutely. But he's already missed four games, you know, this year. Those are going to be concerns about moving forward through his career that I just don't know that the risk is worth the reward at the end of the day for it all.
I would be really cautious bringing him in right now. And sort of for the reason you're talking about, he's been talking to scouts, talking to people around the league. And I think just for us as casual fans, the eye test.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is John Chuckery Show coming to you live on this Tuesday evening after a disappointing Hawks loss last night. Some sketchy officiating in that game. Trey Young obviously ejected last night in there. So we go out to the waitfor.com hotline. Let's talk all things NBA, including the Hawks, with our buddy. Good to have him back in the fold here. Kurt Helan, he is the lead NBA writer, managing editor at NBCSports.com. You can check out all of his great work on Twitter, at Basketball Talk. And Kurt, as always, buddy, thanks for jumping on with me here. Good to talk with you again as we embark on a new NBA season.
Yeah, thanks for having me back on. It's fun to talk to you, and you know, I'm in a better mood than probably Trae Young was at the end of the game last night. So.
Yeah, you know, I guess officials, you know, they're prone to having bad nights and stuff like that, but you know, it's just the idea of the superstar on the court that it feels like when you have a guy at that level that it should be something egregious. And maybe that's just hyperbole, you know, on my part, but it feels like when you have a guy at that level of stardom that unless it's something egregious, you have to kind of not find a way to toss him out of a game like that.
I would agree, and I would say this. It's not just been Trey this year. We've seen, you know, bad text to Giannis and some other people where it's just like, in this case last night, it's like, he complained, he turned away, he clapped his hands. You've got to, I don't know, the referees, the respect for the game thing has gotten really, I don't know, they've been really sensitive about it. I'm not sure what the appropriate word is there, but they've been really touchy on this stuff. It seems like the technicals have come really quick in recent weeks for big stars, and it's kind of crazy because it's just not consistently enforced. First off, I don't think Trey did anything to get ejected, but it's like, watch Draymond for a game. You know, watch Luka for a game. And then Trey gets out tossed for that. It's just, you know, again, like you said, they're human beings. Lord knows I wouldn't want to be an NBA referee. Like, it's a pretty thankless job. But part of that job, man, is not taking that stuff personally. It's just there's times guys should be ejected, but that was not even close to one.
Well, Kurt, if we look at the bigger picture for the Hawks, I mean, they are the third best scoring team in the NBA, but they also give up the third most points. And literally their point differential per night is, I think it's about 0.3 or something like that. It's 122 a night that they score, 122, you know, a game that they give up. You know, I know Jalen Johnson is out. That's been a big blow defensively for them. But why does this team continue to be so bad defensively when you can't use the coaching excuse anymore? They had spring and summer and training camp and everything else to acclimate with Quinn Snyder.
No, and the problem is that the defense has probably been a little worse over the last couple of weeks. And then when the offense slumps a little, you don't have that foundation to fall back on, right? Like, you need the offense to be elite just to get the wins. I think it somewhat comes down to personnel, and I think that this is something that they've got to look at going forward. Obviously, Judson being out is part of it, but Quinn Snyder had a really great defense in Utah. He also had Rudy Gobert at his peak, you know. Well, he's playing pretty well this year, but like Rudy Gobert at his peak in the paint, there's something to be said for you either got to have really good perimeter defenders, or you've got to have some protection back there, or some combination of it. And I'm not sure, especially considering Trey's been better on defense, but he's never going to be elite. Like, you need somebody back there, and they just that rim protection is not there. And maybe not having John Collins, with the pluses and minuses of that, is you know, he was athletic. He got in the way of things. I still think that they're needing to find that kind of rim protection, because that's the type of defense Quinn Snyder built in Utah. It worked really well because they had this elite defender on the back end.
Well, Kurt, I know specifically I talk with you about this, and I've talked about this with every Hawks local reporter. The fact that they were going to run this thing back. Like, they were not going to make – I mean, again – I will say, they traded John Collins to get under the luxury tax all that. I mean, that's why they did that move. But they had opportunities, whether it was move Capella or this or that, and they decided to run this thing back. How much – and I agree with you that this personnel is not built to be a good defensive unit. How much does that go on the front office, or whether it's – Landry Fields or Tony Ressler or whoever, but they decided to run back this group of guys. And the results have stunk. I mean, I'll say it. I mean, they're a quarter of the way through the season, and they're one of the more disappointing teams in the Eastern Conference, if not in the NBA right now.
Yeah, I thought that they would be a top six team and certainly top eight, and it's not been that way so far. I think that you need to make this work at the NBA level. Frankly, talking about the Falcons, we could be talking about the Braves, whatever. You have to have a manager and front office that are on the same page, right? This is the type of system we're going to run. This is what we're going to do. Let's get players that fit this system. And I just don't feel that at all with Utah. I mean, with Atlanta right now. There's just kind of a disconnect between what they would kind of like to do and what it would look like and what's actually coming out, what it looks like on the field. And by the way, on the court, I should say, and I don't really blame them for getting rid of John Collins. Like, I like John Collins. He's not worth going into the tax for, right? Like, you're not in a position to be paying the tax. Like, I don't think that was a bad trade, but they've got to find a way to strengthen the back line and then from there, you can try to make the Murray and Young thing work. But if you're not getting some stops, it's rough.
Kurt Helan joining me here on the WaitFor.com hotline, lead NBA writer for NBCSports.com. So Pascal Siakam's name is back in the news, and there's links again to the rumors of, you know, a trade or a possible trade, and the Hawks are involved in all this kind of stuff. Again, I know he's a really good player, but, you know, again, you're going to look at going in the luxury tax and everything else if you make that kind of move. I mean, is Siakam enough that the way that this team is right now and they're kind of stuck in the mud, do you try to make a deal for a Siakam and infuse some energy, infuse some offensive and defensive presence? I mean, is that a move that makes sense here at this point of the season?
It could, because he is the kind of long, athletic wing this team has lacked for a while. And you know, Johnson's been sort of filling that role when healthy. But, like, the problem here is it becomes financial. And that's the challenge here. Pascal Siakam, I think a lot of Americans, because he's playing in Canada and they don't show the Canadian games here much because they don't count towards the all those televisions that are on in Canada don't count towards the American broadcast numbers. He's really good. I mean, he's a top. I believe he was all NBA last year, one of the last two seasons. He's a top. He's one of those guys who probably lives in the 12 to 17, 18 best players in the league range. Like, he is very good on both ends. He is long. He's athletic. They don't seem to be taking great advantage of him, and he seems frustrated, as does Ananobi in Toronto. I think Quinn Snyder could put him to great use, but you are going to have to make a huge financial commitment if you trade for him and he's a free agent next year. and you better have a very clear idea of what you want to bring. He, like I said, he is a two-way player, but you're now committing yourself to a lot of money and whatever direction you're going to choose, and it's got to be part of a package of moves that, that take this team where they want to go.
Kurt, let's bounce around the league a little bit. It's hard to believe that in a 22-game season, the Spurs have found a way to lose 17 in a row.
Yes.
But, you know, that aside, how would you analyze what Wemby has done so far in this first quarter of the season?
I think he's been good. I mean, he's still, I mean, he had 21 and 20 the other night. He's averaging, I want to say, 19 and 12 off the top of my head, mm-hmm. something like that. Blocking shots. He's really, there's, it's such a contrast with how they're using Chet Holmgren in Oklahoma City, where they're like, hey, Chet, here's the role you have to fill. We're giving you a box. We've already got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. We already got Jalen Williams. We've already got a structure. We just need a pick-and-pop guy who can set picks and pop out, roll occasionally, defend on the, you know, block some shots and be a defensive presence in the paint. And Chet's like, oh, okay. I spent a year in the NBA. I know what I'm looking for. I'm going, you know, to do exactly that. And Wemby's like, hey, man, this time down we're going to post you up. And then the next time I want you to bring the ball up. And then we're going to have you face up. But he's just, they're telling him to go figure out what he does and can't do and explore the studio space a little bit. And he's done well with that, but it's not a good team on a good day. There's not a lot of talent there. And letting him explore like that, especially with the Jeremy Sochan experiment at the point, has been hard to watch, man. It's just not a good team. Now, he's going to be great, but I think even in the last few weeks, you've started to see them get a little more serious about balancing this out. He's not playing next to Zach Collins anymore, right? Like they're like, hey, maybe the two bigs thing isn't working. Maybe he's not a four. Maybe we play Wemby at the five and separate them a little. And they're starting to do some stuff like that that they've looked a little better, but they were already going to lose a lot of games. I'm kind of rambling now, but he's been good. Like he has been everything they could ask. It's just, I'm not sure what they've asked of him other than, hey, figure out who you are in this league.
So the buzzword we've heard for the last several days is tweak, and that's in relation to the in-season tournament. That's become the new buzzword. You know, I thought as the tournament went along, some of the games got better, but what do you think the perception of the play-in game was with fans and with the league itself? I mean, again, we just said tweak, and I don't know how you necessarily tweak it, but what do you think the perception was of the in-season tournament?
Generally pretty good, and I'm curious to – I mean, I'd be curious to know what you think. Like, let's say that – I will say this. Among – look, I'm a basketball junkie before I got this job. Inside the NBA, inside the people who watch a lot, you know, the NBA hardcore fans, it was a hit.
Right.
But that's not the people you need to win over, right? Like, you're trying to get some eyeballs away from, you know, Army-Navy on a Saturday or whatever, right? Like, you're trying to bring in a little attention during the middle of the NFL season and the peak of college football. And I think it did a little of that. The numbers were better. The numbers for that game on Saturday, the championship game between the Pacers and Lakers, were first round playoff level. I think they did well with it. But you know, A, there'll be tweaks, and B, I think the question is like, hey, it looked really good, the numbers and the eyes you were able to draw when you had LeBron James and the insane brand power of the Lakers
right.
driving that, right? What happens if that was Indiana and Minnesota, you know? Like,
right.
And Minnesota's been playing great, but I'm not sure that LeBron James was a huge assist in making it work this year, but I'm not, you know, they've got work to do to make sure it works in future years.
Last question for you, Kurt. There was a great article in NOLA.com here recently, and I'm going to talk about this a little bit later on in a segment that I do called What's Bugging Chuckery, because they really kind of put some things out there about Zion Williamson and just his conditioning and some of these different things. And I know we had the big bounce back game last night, but you know, I know a lot of fans here in Atlanta have said, well, let's get Zion and all that. But I've seen guys eat themselves out of the league. I mean, look, I'm a Cleveland Cavaliers fan. I saw Keith Lee and Mel Turpin eat themselves out of the NBA. I've seen guys do that up close. I just really have some concern. Is he a dynamic player? Absolutely. But he's already missed four games, you know, this year. Those are going to be concerns about moving forward through his career that I just don't know that the risk is worth the reward at the end of the day for it all.
I would be really cautious bringing him in right now, and sort of for the reason you're talking about. He's been talking to scouts, talking to people around the league, and I think just for us as casual fans, the eye test, he's not as explosive, right? And maybe maybe at some point that becomes about more than just the weight and the diet. Like, he is just not, the second jump and some of this stuff isn't as fast as it was. He's still, you know, he's still putting up 36 last night, right? Like, he can still blow by LeBron and make him look standing still in moments, but he's not able to do that consistently. And if we're this deep, if we're this deep into the career, and he hasn't shown the serious commitment to health and conditioning yet, what makes you think it's coming?
Right.
Right?
Like, right.
Whatever you, it was such a contrast with LeBron, who is not only still playing at 39 and puts all this energy into his body, but if you talk to him about it, dude had a stretching routine every morning and every night in high school, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, just like you and I did. Like, he was very focused on his body from day one. He thought about this. He has wrung everything out of his body he can get, and it was such a contrast in that game with Zion. And he's still capable of getting those highs, but if he's not fully committed to his health and his conditioning and doing all that physically, it's not going to last.
Well, I will say, Kurt, the only thing I'm good at stretching is my mouth and my stomach. So outside of that, I don't have much of a routine. Kurt Helin's lead NBA writer and managing editor at NBCSports.com. He joined me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Check out all of his great work on Twitter at Basketball Talk. Kurt, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes on the show. We will certainly chat again here soon as we move along through the season.
I look forward to it.
You got it. John Chuckery, we'll be back. Sports Radio 910 The Game and the Odyssey.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
everything baseball all season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.